news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. This is WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Susan Chabowski is back. She's a parent program facilitator at the Lewisburg Children's Museum, and they got a lot of activities going up there that they're doing themselves, and there's some they're doing jointly. So there is a lot to talk about. So good morning, Susan. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate it. This weekend, Children and Nature Convening. Tell us about that event that's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, so this is actually an event separate from the museum program that you just described. I'm involved in both of them, but my work overlaps with both this convening that's coming up and the Children's Museum program. So on the Bucknell University campus on Saturday is the first ever what we're calling a Children and Nature Convening. And this came together when myself and a few professors on the Bucknell campus, including Chris Boyatzis and Ellen Amarante and a few others, realized that there was this groundswell of concern and also interest in seeing what we could do to connect children to nature. A lot of this comes from the book by Richard Louv that was written in 2005 called Last Child in the Woods, and it really started an international movement where people are really paying a lot more attention to the fact that children are just not getting outside, and it's really critical for their development.
Right, sort of the No Child Left Inside movement. We heard about that, this idea of getting kids back outside, getting them off the screens and into nature and to just enjoy activities in the outdoors. Well, give us the logistics, times, place, and so on for the Children and Nature Convening at Bucknell.
Yeah, so it's on the Bucknell campus this Saturday, February 29th, from 10 in the morning until 3. It's in the Langone Center. And we've invited a wide variety of people to participate, but it's really open to anybody, including educators in early childhood, elementary, secondary education, university. We'd also love to see school board members and administrators, parents, guardians, grandparents, homeschoolers, healthcare providers, civic and community leaders, policymakers, and really anyone who's interested in the importance of nature in children's lives. And what the day looks like is we're starting off with some opening remarks by President Brofman, and I'm actually doing the keynote address that day, just talking about my experience working with children in nature and all the benefits that I see. But it's really a day for people to come together and network, share what they're doing with each other, and really inspire and motivate each other to do best by the children in our area, and see what we can do to work with community members, community leaders, parents, the whole group that comes, and really see how we can advance the opportunities for children to get in nature.
And who's the audience? Who are the ideal attendees for this Saturday's discussion?
So a little bit, I mentioned previously, just, you know, parents, anybody really who's interested in connecting children to nature. We have had an online registration going on for a few weeks, and we have a pretty diverse group, which we're really excited about, and several of them are putting on what we're calling these Snapchats, where we want to hear what people are doing locally so that others know what they're doing and can partner with them or learn from them. So we have, for example, Kathy Christensen-Gorrell, who is she owns with her husband Wild Goose Farm. And they created this farm it's outside of, you know, a town center area, so that people who don't have access to a farm and 20 acres and woodlands can come out there and use their farm. So she's going to be describing her work. We have Brian Allman, who's going to talk about the redesign of the Bull Run Greenway that's including a nature park and a floodplain restoration. So it's really much more of a natural setting. We also have somebody from Penn Valley Conservation Association talking about his work in environmental education within the public school system. So we're hearing from several different people in the community, also a parent who started a nature playgroup at her home. That's really the quickest, easiest way to start connecting kids to nature is to, as a parent or a caregiver, you just open up your home and invite people over to go outside, because kids have a lot more fun when they're with their friends playing outside.
Well, what's at stake here? Suppose that we're unsuccessful, the obesity rates keep going up, screen time keeps increasing, kids don't learn anything about the outdoors. Somebody in our audience is saying, so what? So what's your view on that?
Yeah, so it's actually, it goes even deeper than not creating environmental stewards. So we really need, that's a big part of it. Children are not going to grow up to take care of the planet unless they've had some experience in it as children. And not getting information about the dire consequences. We don't want to shock them into fear so that they don't want to go outside. We want them to just get outside and love being there, connecting with nature in a really personal way, something that's very meaningful to them. And a lot of us as adults have had that experience. And one of the big things that's coming out of this movement is that we're acknowledging that the lack of nature play is really damaging to children's development. So there's a really wonderful book by a pediatric occupational therapist named Angela Hanscom. It's called Balanced and Barefoot, and she goes into all of the needs, the developmental needs that children have that really can't be met by staying in an indoor environment. For example, children need to develop their vestibular sense, and this is their sense of balance. And it involves children moving their body in all planes for hours each day, being upside down, spinning, lifting heavy things. It helps them identify where their body is in space, and then it helps them navigate their bodies when they come to an indoor environment and they need to be ready to learn. If their bodies can't have their physical needs haven't been met, it's really hard for them to sit inside a classroom and pay attention. So it's really critical work that we're doing for children, and we don't take it lightly. We're basically trying to be a voice for children.
And what if kids already say, well, I'm not interested. I'd just rather sit around and enjoy screen time and spend time indoors. What if the child has already started to establish an indoor habitat lifestyle?
So Rachel Carson, who many of us know her work, she wrote Silent Spring back in the 1960s. She was also a huge advocate for getting children outside in nature. And she says, and a lot of us agree and have found this to be true, a child really needs just one person in their life that can take them outside and show their own enthusiasm for nature and then connect children to it. And the beauty of going outside is that there's so much novelty out there. There's something unexpected happening every single day. And if we can show our enthusiasm for nature and bring just one child out there, even if they're telling us that it's not where they want to be, if we can go out there and share that joy, they're going to discover it for themselves. And that's really the most critical part.
All right. This is this Saturday. You want parents and other teachers, anybody who's interested, to attend this. It's the it's at Bucknell, Children and Nature Convening, Connecting Children to Nature from 10 to 3 at the Langone Center. And you want folks to find out about that and sign up. How can you get more information on this if folks are interested in getting more details?
So they could email me. Is there a place we can post this information on your website?
Well, yeah, we can put this right where we put the archives on our podcast page.
Great. And on that site, I will also include a link that if people still want to register, they can click on that link, and my email address if they'd like to reach out to me.
All right, that sounds fabulous. And we have 1 minute left. The Lewisburg Children's Museum, starting March 2nd, has another Share, Connect, and Learn element coming up. We've talked about that in the past. Again, 1 minute, what's happening next?
So that series, the next series, starts on March 2nd. It is on Monday evenings, at 8 p.m. There's no child care for that, but on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., parents, caregivers can bring their children, and there's child care provided. So there's no cost to participate. It's a project between the Lewisburg Children's Museum in partnership with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. And this is a place for parents to come and learn from each other and also learn from some experienced educators. And so myself, I'm one of the facilitators along with Lynn Fiedler and also Chris Boyatzis, who's a professor of developmental psychology at Bucknell. And we have a new facilitator this time, Janet Van Loan, from the Education Department at Bucknell. And we provide support and ideas and a toolkit for parents to just know that there are other people out there to connect to worry a little bit less about their parenting, get some support from people who have really been studying the current research, and learn from each other. And the group that we had last fall has actually sort of split off and formed their own sharing community where they meet every week, which is really exactly what we wanted to see. Right. Parents are supporting each other, but we're with them too.
LewisburgChildrensMuseum.org, go to place to find out about share, connect, and learn. And our podcast page already has one of the interviews in the can that relates to this series. Thank you so much, Susan. Any additional remark, anything else to add this morning?
Just want to thank you for your support of these programs, and I encourage people to check them out. We're doing really good work for kids and families, and we hope you can join us.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Susan Chabowski happens to be one of the parent program facilitators at Lewisburg Children's Museum, but just bringing us up to date on important things that are happening in our community, either at Bucknell or at the Children's Museum or in our community. Thank you, Susan. We'll talk again in the weeks ahead. We know there's a lot going on, and we'd like to keep our audience informed about these activities. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Susan Chabowski on the news line this morning.